This week's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. All cuts are Kirk Andrews, Associate Director of the Fiber Competition Division of Program Development for Cotton Incorporated. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now what we are focusing on this year is flow concerns at the warehouse gin producer levels, where we know there are industry level bottlenecks. And we are attempting to see where software can be applied to those bottlenecks to loosen them or even redirect them in a fashion that eliminates them.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And it's many applications. The best analogy is Office. Microsoft Office is comprised of Word and Excel and PowerPoint and all those good programs, applications. The Cotton Management System is made up of a series of applications designed to address specific aspects of these problems. So, for example, there's one that deals with inventory management. There's another one that deals with logistics and control process problems. There's another one that deals strictly with communicating data, like SO manifests between warehouses and holders and things like that. The applications that we're building will be part of that greater system. They're all designed to work together to a greater or lesser degree. They're all designed to use as much common data as possible. And the purpose of all of that is like Office, to make it easier for our end users to exchange information, to adopt new processes, to add new applications to their processes, and adapt them into their physical daily activities.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Communicating that information consistently and effectively to the holder, so the holder can use that information to constrict their SOs and say, well, I can keep the SO, my required 90 bales, within this one shed. But currently, that's hard for the holder to see whether or not that's even possible. So the warehouse ends up going to 7 sheds to pull 90 bales, just incredibly inefficient. The man labor just jumps way through the ceiling. Another thing that we're looking at for this year is a process of tracking modules from the pickup point of the field, identifying them by user GPS stamps, time stamps, knowing that we've taken possession of the good, carrying that good to the gin yard, identifying it when it has been laid down on the gin yard, where it was laid down by GPS on the gin yard, so that when we're ready to schedule and organize the gin yard for the actual ginning process, it's easy for us to identify.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Which can make it more efficient for them to say, we know where our inventory came from, not only how we purchased it, but where it came from, where it was produced and ginned, and these are potential positives. There are also potential negatives. All that information can be used in a manner that is inappropriate or statistically irrelevant, but sounds like it matters. And so we want to avoid that particular pitfall while promoting the usable traceability.
Cut five, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The inventory control, the logistics, the contract management, those already all exist. And they exist at different levels for different parts of the industry within the CMS application shield, like Office. And of course, our inventory control systems all back up to our tried and true EFS technology, which is a statistical management tool for selecting normalized inventories, smaller inventories, so like laydowns going into the mill themselves, to make sure that the process of spinning becomes more uniform and more predictable.
Cut six, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The EFS system alone, standing without the rest of the Cotton Management System, standing as its original system and is now under the aspect of the Cotton Management System as well, but the EFS system alone has been documented in the past as saving anything between 2 and 6 cents a pound for cotton used in a U.S. mill. Now, that is an enormous number. That could be $1 million to $2.5 million or more dollars a year easily in savings. So its purpose is to create efficiencies that create savings.